This track will deal with frequently asked questions, and we'll use two voices to help answer them. There are 15 questions in total. I've been smoking for most of my life. Surely it's too late to give up now.
It is never too late to quit smoking. The benefits begin from day one. The body's natural healing process begins from the first day of quitting. Straight away, you will be free from the pollution of tar, carbon monoxide, and other poisons.
How long will it be before the craving goes away for good?
It's hard to say for sure. For some of us, it can be surprisingly soon. For others, it may take a few weeks before the cravings begin to go. The important thing to remember is that the cravings will not last, and it is a positive sign that your body is recovering. That's hard to remember at the time of a craving, but you just have to keep encouraging yourself. Remind yourself of the four D's.
I've been experiencing sleep disturbances, cough, dizziness, mood swings. Is this normal?
These are all very common withdrawal symptoms when quitting smoking. They will level out once your body has got used to being nicotine-free. Trouble with sleeping can also be related to the type of nicotine replacement therapy that is being used. If you're still finding it hard to sleep at night, call the quit line, avoid tea and coffee late at night, or listen to relaxing music, and tell this to your pharmacist or GP.
What about having the occasional cigar?
There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. It is all too easy to smoke a few at first, but soon you could slip back to as many cigarettes, if not more, than before. Cigarette smokers who switch to cigars or pipes often inhale as deeply as they did with cigarettes. So switching is not a safer option.
Are light cigarettes better for you than the others?
No type of cigarette is good for you. Smoking light cigarettes is just as dangerous for you. You are still inhaling toxic chemicals, tar and carbon monoxide, which are the parts of the cigarette that damage your health.
Do I have to quit smoking completely or can I cut down?
Quitting smoking completely is really the only safe option. Very few people are successful in cutting down in the long term. As nicotine is addictive, smokers tend to go back to their original habits. Generally, it makes good sense that quitting altogether is the best advice.
I'm worried about gaining weight. What can I do to stop this from happening?
The average weight gain is between 2 and 4 kilos. However, not everybody gains weight when they quit. For information on controlling your weight, listen again to track 7. If this is one of your big worries, it can help to listen to tracks 6 and 7 on a regular basis to keep those important tips fresh in your mind and keep encouraging yourself.
I know smoking when you're pregnant makes the baby smaller, but does this really matter?
Babies of smoking mothers are on average 200 grams or a half a pound lighter than those whose mothers did not smoke during pregnancy. Track 10 explains more about the risks.
Can you use nicotine replacement therapy or NRT while pregnant or breastfeeding?
You should discuss with your GP before using NRT if you are pregnant or breastfeeding.
Can I smoke and use NRT?
No. NRT should only be used when you are no longer smoking and used as directed.
Is NRT available on the medical card?
Yes. If you are a medical cardholder, your doctor can prescribe NRT and you can avail of it free of charge.
Should I use NRT?
If you smoke within the first hour of waking in the morning or smoke more than 10 cigarettes a day, you should talk to your GP or pharmacist about using NRT.
Can I use NRT if I'm on other medications?
If you are on medication or have a medical history, you should first consult with your doctor or pharmacist before using NRT.
Would you recommend hypnosis or acupuncture?
This may help some people to stop, but it really comes back to your motivation to quit in the first place. There is no magic cure to quit smoking. You must want to quit and be motivated and prepared to work towards quitting. We can only recommend stop smoking methods, for instance NRT, or medications that are on prescription from your doctor.
Where's my nearest 6-week stop smoking group? And are there any other services available to me?
Contact the health promotion unit of your local health service executive. They should be able to provide you with the information you require, or call the National Smokers Quit Line on 1850 201 203. or visit giveupsmoking.ie.
Finally, we at the Irish Cancer Society hope that you found this audio guide useful. Go over some of the tips that you thought might be most helpful in your situation. Pick one or two a day and focus on these. It will be a huge boost if you could do this every day, even for just a few minutes.